Good day and welcome to My Starter Pack. This is the show where we take your favorite PSL players down memory lane. Today we've got a player who made history with Baroka FC in his first full season with the team, winning the 2018 Telkom Knockout. It was the first major title in the club's history and came after a thrilling penalty shootout against Orlando Pirates. He's also a Zimbabwe international who's represented the Warriors at the 2017 and 2019 Africa Cup of Nations. We've got Elvis Chipezeze. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is SL Radio. My starter pack on Sokolatuma Radio. My first time falling in love with the game.
It was difficult. I grew up in Gweru, and that's where I attended my school thing. And then after that, you know, when you are not in the capital cities, it's difficult for you to break into those professional football things. So it was difficult because I had to move from Gweru, going back to Blue Way, to start my journey. When you grow in the neighborhood, you know, it's difficult for you to be seen. So most of the time, you're always on the move.
My first academy.
I was playing in the school team, and then there was this other guy who was just coming to watch the football games. Then when he saw me, he just told me straight up that you know, you must come and join my team. So at first I didn't take it seriously, like just fun, you know. But then he convinced me, and then I went, and then I started playing. This other guy from Bristol City, the owner, came to me, told me, "Nah, you must leave this club, you know, you must come and join my team, you know, something." You know, when you're a junior, you know, you also want to be seen there, you also want a club like any other kid. When you go and see that, maybe there's competition and the infrastructure of the team, something like that. So I had to move from my first junior club to Bristol City.
My first professional coach.
My first professional coach was Peter Manotti. Yeah, he was my first professional coach because we were in Division 2. He used to push me, you know. You know how the coaches do, like, you know, you must take this thing serious. So, yeah, he was my first. And the relationship was okay, you know, because from there we moved. Because we were moving together. So from Division 2, we went to the First Division. And then after the First Division, the relationship was quite okay. And he showed me that, you know, in this game, you can actually make a living out of it.
My rise through the Zimbabwean leagues.
You know, it was difficult. Like I said, you know, growing up in the neighborhood. Remember my first game, too many panic buttons, like, you know, what's going to happen, but he was there to support me, you know, just to be myself. And, you know how it is, you know, make your first appearance as a professional player. So, yeah.
My move to the PSL.
When I was in Gweru, it came into my mind that I think I needed another challenge. So from Gweru, I had to move to Bulawayo to play for the Chigeni Football Club. So when I arrived there, you know, new environment, new everything, because everything was new to me, you know, because it was my first time to play in the PSL there. So it was difficult because at some point I had to sit, not even included in the team for 2 years. Yeah, so it was difficult for me. But I'll always remember this manager of mine, this guy, Mr. Lupasha, because he always told me that, you know, you've got a bright future ahead of you. Just be positive in whatever you do and keep on training, you know, because in football, it's all about chances. Right now, it's not a chance. When I just be focused on being a better goalkeeper, try to take the good things that are the good things these guys are doing, and then try to add in your game, and you know how it is. So I started playing there, you know, we won many things. You know, it was a regular starter there. And then after my second award of being the goalkeeper of the season in the Zimbabwean League, then it came into my mind like, oh, okay, so I've been playing here in Zimbabwe, you know, for about four seasons, 5 seasons, you know. So I think now I think I need a better challenge now. And then I had to sit down with my agent, you know, and he just said that's when the Baroka offer came. I said, Baroka is looking for a goalkeeper, you know. And then so at first I was like, Baroka, you know. But I just said, okay, it's a new challenge, you know. That's the thing I always wanted, you know, to play outside my country. So let me just take it. So I took it, and you know,
my first international match.
It was, you know, I always feel grateful, you know, because everyone wants to, every player, in fact, always wish to play for the national team, you know. So to me, it was a dream come true because I've always wanted to play for the national team, you know, to be representing your country, you know. It's always something that I was dreamed of, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that.
My first professional paycheck.
It was Zimal, in fact, Zimal was, yeah. That's when I started getting the pay slip, you know, something just to open an account and go to the bank to withdraw some money. And I remember my first sign-on fee, I gave it to my mom. My first sign-on fee, I gave it to my mom. And then the salary, you know, the salary, I had to buy my clothes, you know, my football boots and my a pair of gloves. And you know, when you are a kid, you know, you just have this, like, when the dream, when I get money, I want to do this. So I managed to utilize some of those things, you know, because growing up, you know, being raised by a single parent, you know, it was difficult. So I just told myself that, okay, my first signing one fee, I'm going to give it to my mom. And then, you know, as a way of up appreciation, you know, what she's done for us, you know, as kids. So here now, I'm a grown-up guy trying to look after the family. So, yeah.
Who is the greatest goalkeeper of all time?
Growing up as a kid back home, you know, I've always looked up to, you know, Taporta Bimi. You know, I used to go watch Highlanders play every time, and I always wanted to be like him, you know. Honestly, yeah, because he was my role model when he was playing back home. So, and internationally, obviously, Iker Casillas is one of those goalkeepers who I really, really loved, you know.
And that is how we wrap up my starter pack for today. A big thank you to Elvis Chipezeze of Baroka FC for joining me on the show. And make sure to subscribe to SL Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.